It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
You're welcome to The Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for the devotion for today. Welcome to another segment of the Open Heaven Hour. This is a time of the day where we get to learn, share, and hear the Word of God. So if this is your first time of joining us, I would like to specially welcome you, and I want to assure you that you are in the right place. If by adventure you are here with your heart heavy, you are here with a lot of questions, you are here, you're depressed, you're sick, you are frustrated, and you are heavy laden, this is the time to bring everything to the feet of Christ. God has a message for you. He has something to say this morning, and every single morning we gather to hear what God has to say to us every single morning. So if this is your first time, I would like to specially welcome you. You're welcome. And if you're frequent on the show, I would like you to do what we do every morning. Let's tell somebody to tell somebody to tell everybody that it's time for our devotion. So ring the bell, sound the alarm. Let everybody pick up their Bibles and let's get ready to go into the Word of God. But before we do that, let's do the needful. Let's appreciate the one who has made this possible. So the King of Glory, our Father, who has made living possible. Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for the opportunity to be able to be seated, to be able to be speaking, to be able to see a brand new day. To you, eternal Rock of Ages, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. It's brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, make use of our Open Heaven Devotional Manual written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Vessel of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today is the 27th day in the month of August 2024. It's the 27th day in the month of August 2024. And we'll be looking at a topic that says, Working for God. Working for God. Our aim today is aim 4. To the work, we are servants of God. To the work, we are servants of God. Bible in 1 year is taken from Ezekiel from chapter 16 to 17. Ezekiel from chapter 16 to 17. Our memory verse today we're taking from John chapter 6 verse 28. John chapter 6 verse 28. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? John chapter 6 verse 28. Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God? Our Bible reading for today is taken from Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 9 to 14. Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 9 to 14. From verse 9 it says, But beloved, we are confident of better things concerning you. Yes, things that accompany salvation. Though we speak in this manner, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance, to the full assurance of hope until the end, that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. For when God made a promise to Abraham because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply you. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. The manual says, when I got born again in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, those that served in the church were not called workers. They were called children of God. There was a reason behind that. When a child gets to his father's house and sees that things are not placed where they should be, he or she naturally starts putting things right. However, when a visitor comes into that same house, he or she will simply find a place to sit and remain there. If you see God as your father, whenever you get to his house, you will do whatever you can to make things work smoothly. You wouldn't go to your father's house and not care about the outlook and advancement of the place. There are many benefits of being a worker in God's house. One of them is stated in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 6. The husbandman that laboreth must be the first partaker of the fruits. Because you are a husbandman, one who is cultivating the land to produce fruits for everyone, you'll be the first partaker of those fruits. In other words, when you work to make services run smoothly, you'll be the first partaker of the blessings and miracles that happen in those services. No one works for God without getting a reward. In the book of Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 says it clearly, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, in that ye have ministered to saints and do minister. God will never forget whatever labor you put out of love for him. God decreed in Leviticus chapter 19 verse 13, Leviticus chapter 19 verse 13, that no laborer must be denied his or our wages. Do you think he will not reward you for working directly with him? Your wages when you work for him include protection, provision, a sound mind, deliverance, speedy answers to your prayers, and a whole lot more. While it is fine for a church to employ or pay professionals for some services, I always tell church members who are adamant about charging a fee for rendering any service without being employed by the church that they shouldn't expect anything from God again, as they cannot get paid twice for the same service. As a worker in the church, once you insist on getting paid money for any service you render in the church, you have made yourself a hireling in his house and not a child. Today's Open Heaven comes as a reflection that says, are you really a child of God or just a visitor in his house? Are you really a child of God or just a visitor in his house? If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody, remember, you might just be saving a soul with one message. If you would like to share any of our messages with somebody, you can do that by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on our podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current messages. Click on any message you would like to share. Copy the link and share with somebody today. Or you can listen to us live every morning, 7 a.m. GMT. 7 a.m. GMT. You can listen to us on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the play button. You would be able to tune in to listen all day. Our mobile application is also available for your use on Play Store and Apple Store. Praise Palace Radio. Download our mobile application. This will give you access to all our exciting shows for the day. You can tune in to listen. I do hope you get to join us every single day. I do hope to see you or to know that you are listening tomorrow. But do not turn off that dial because we have a very important announcement after this segment. Please stay tuned for the important announcement. But till we gather for another word from the mouth and mind of God, please stay blessed. Have a beautiful day. God bless you. This far, and who showed the moon where to hide till evening? Are you sick, frustrated, lost, broken, or even feeling alone? Is the weight of your pain holding you down that you find it so difficult to hope? I have come with a good news this morning for you today, and it's that Jesus cares, Jesus loves, and Jesus saves. He is waiting at the corner of your heart to be let in. He is there to heal you, just only if you can open the doors of your heart to Him. If you are ready for a brand new beginning right now, I want you to say after me, Lord Jesus, I confess that you are the Son of God. I accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I give you my past for a brand new future in you. Thank you because I know you have heard me. In Jesus' name I pray. I want to welcome you right now to the family of Christ. God bless you.